Če se ne bi Kolumb spotaknul, krumpir, ki se je na potu trgovati v Indijo, bi v Evropi ob nedelah jedel tenstano repo.
Prisluhnite spoznanjem in dognanjem pravične trgovine na primeru češke organizacije On Earth v oddaji Evreportaža.
Ta ponedeljek ob 20. na frekvenci Radia Študent.
Evropa. Delno jo podpira Evropski parlament. V sklopu projekta Evropa bomo kot drugo tematiko obravnavali koncept fair trade oziroma pravično trgovino v slovenskem prevodu. V prvi oddaji sklopa bomo poslušali reportažo, ki smo jo naredili na Češkem, v izpostavah organizacije Na zemlji, ki se je prva začela ukvarjati s pravično trgovino v omenjeni državi. Prvi poskus prodaje fair trade izdelkov na zahodnih trgih se je zgodil v 40. in 50. letih 20. stoletja in sicer predvsem strani verskih skupin. Večinoma so prodajali ročne izdelke obrtnikov zapostavljenega tretjega sveta. Pravična trgovina, kot jo poznamo še danes, je bila oblikovana v 60. letih prejšnjega stoletja v Evropi. V tistih letih je veljala za perspektivno alternativo neoimperialistični logiki Zahoda s svojimi takrat vzhajajočimi multinacionalnimi korporacijami. Leta 1965 je bila ustanovljena alternativna trgovinska organizacija in še istega leta je britanska nevladna organizacija Oxfam pričela s programom Helping by Selling, s čimer je preko kataloške prodaje ponujala obrtniške artikle iz razvijajočega se sveta. Čez 3 leta je koncept poštene trgovine s sloganom Trguj, ne pomagaj postal svetovno znan. Leta 1969 je bila na Nizozemskem odprta prva fair trade trgovina, poimenovana World Shop. V 60. in 70. letih je bil fokus tako uperjen predvsem v iskanje trga v ekonomsko razvitem svetu za produkte, ki so bili večinoma zaradi ekonomsko-političnih razlogov odrezani iz glavnega toka svetovne trgovine. V zgodnih 80-ih se je pravično trgovanje začelo soočati z upadom prodaje, ki že tako ni dosegala večjih količin. Določeni izdelki so za razvajen zahodni okus postali zastareli, tako da so morali, če so se hoteli premakniti z mrtve točke, najti nove produkte za trg. Slabe razmere na kmetijskem področju v tretjem svetu in vedno večje izkoriščanje multinacionalk je alternativno trgovinsko organizacijo pripeljalo na idejo, da bi začeli s prodajo kmetijskih proizvodov. Danes ti na policah fair trade prodajaln prevladujejo. Med njimi lahko najdemo predvsem čaje, kavo, kakao, začimbe, riž in čokolado. V določenih veleblagovnicah pa je mogoče poleg omenjenih izdelkov dobiti tudi fair trade banane, ananas ter mango. Prodaja tovrstnih izdelkov pa je zares začela rasti šele s prihodom prvih fair trade certifikatov konec 80-ih in potem skozi 90-ta, ki postavljajo določene standarde takšnemu načinu trgovanja. Več o certificiranju, ki ni ravno preprosto, nam je povedal direktor nevladne organizacije Na zemlji, Pavel Malir Čmelar. Preden mu damo besedo, naj še povemo, da se omenjena organizacija poleg promocije pravične trgovine ukvarja še z globalnim razvojem izobraževanja ter izvaja kampanje za izboljšanje delovnih pogojev v razvijajočem svetu. Ena od dejavnosti, s katero so tudi začeli in bili pionirji na Češkem, pa je odprtje in vodenje prodajaln s fair trade izdelki.
Fair trade it's a bit more complicated. If you write fair trade 2 words, it means like concept, idea, movement, or just way of doing business. And it has several rules, but they are, I would say, relaxed. And then there is certification, fair trade, which is written together in one word with the registration or trademark. And it has like certain set of criteria, just like the organic certification. And it is the producer groups, maybe a cooperative, and the trader, both parties are certified. I mean, the trader trading with the cooperative. And then there is either the trader who buys the coffee, let's say, or the roaster, the roasting company. They buy the coffee, let's say, from the certified roaster, and then they apply to their national labeling initiative for a license agreement, so that they can use the fair trade label on their products. Producer groups are certified, first traders are certified, because this is where the value for the producers is decided, and that's where producers are most disadvantaged in free business and in free trade. And then for the roasting companies, or for those packing it in the consumer packing, they just sign the license that if they sell these goods, they can use this label
logo
and pay
from
certain.
They can use the logo.
Yeah.
From
but the set of criteria is quite quite complicated. There are tens of pages for each particular product, and it is, these criteria are set by fair trade labeling organizations international, which is situated in Bonn and has their offices or branches all around the developing countries.
Tako prodajalci kot proizvajalci so torej zavezani k spoštovanju določenih pravil. Naj naštejemo samo nekatere. Podpora najrevnejšim proizvajalcem, osredotočanje na pošten, kontinuiran in dolgoročen odnos, pošteno plačilo, ki je določeno z dialogom, spoštovanje otrokovih pravic, zagotavljanje, da so materiali, izdelki in prevoz v skladu s skrbjo za okolje, transparentnost in še nekatere druge. Eden od angažmajev fair trade organizacij pa je tudi zmanjšanje členov verigi od proizvajalca do prodajalca. Kako je z umestnimi členi, nam je povedal predsednik nevladne organizacije na zemlji, Tomaš Bili.
Okay, so the Czech fair trade market is very specific according to this question. That means the intermediates and how does the product comes to the Czech shop. Because as we started in 2004, we can say with importing the products, the Czech market was really very small, the Czech market for the fair trade products. And therefore, the most of the products that are sold here, fair trade products, come from other EU countries, from other fair trade organizations who are importing the products from the producers. And that means mostly in the Czech shops you can find products from German organization GEPA or Austrian organization EZA or Italian organizations like Commercio Alternativo, CTM Altromercato, some British organizations also, Netherlandish and so on. And that's of course not the best way how to do fair trade here. And therefore, there are already first direct imports to the Czech Republic. We as organization on earth, we started 2009 with direct imports from handicraft products from India. And we are selling these products in our shops, and a small part of these products we are giving also for sale to other workshops in Prague mainly. And since 2009 also there is one company called Mama Coffee. It's like a company limited, and they have their own fair trade certified roastery for coffee. So they are importing coffee What I think, they don't import the coffee really directly from the producer, but they are in contact with the producers, and then they pick up the coffee in some harbor in Holland or in Germany or something like this. But they are really buying the green coffee and roasting it here and packing it here and so on, and also selling, because they have a network of fair trade coffee houses. And I think this is a good approach, because they are like willing to really trade directly with the producers. They have their own roastery, and that means there are like no intermediates in this kind of business. That means it's the same with our handicrafts from India. We have a fair trade organization in India that works with leprosy colonies around all India. And they are the only one intermediate for us, between us, our workshops, and the producers. Because of course for these leprosy colonies it's not possible to make the business directly. So we don't have any intermediates that are not necessary for the business. And I think that this trend is coming to the Czech Republic, and I know also about other organizations that would like to have direct imports of fair trade products. Easier is to directly import handicrafts products, because with food products there are a lot of laws about it, and the hygiene and so on. It's more complicated, but also, what I've heard, there should be a direct import of fair trade sugar and tea this year. Again, this company Mama Coffee should do this. And maybe also cocoa is will be soon imported directly. So, yes, but what I've said on the beginning, it's the Czech market is very special according to this.
Kako pa to izgleda v realnosti in kaj pri organizaciji želijo doseči, nam je razložila Barbara Mrazkova, koordinatorka kampanje za Fair Trade Banane.
This coffee we have here. It is produced in Mexico and Guatemala. The green beans go to Italy. There are
Do you maybe know the center or
it's Ferrara. In Ferrara.
This is a company in
There's
Italy.
There's company Commercio Alternativo, which is fair trade in WFTO system. It's a fair trade company. And from this company, it's us who buy it, and we sell it in our shops, or we sell it to another small company in the Czech Republic. But it's it's a good case. Sometimes it's that the for example, the coffee goes from Mexico to Germany, from Germany to the Czech Republic to small company. This company sells the coffee to supermarket and the supermarket to the customer.
I can give you one example. Okay, in the brochure there says that the fair trade is trying to eliminate as much as possible this intermediates, but as we see, I mean, even in Slovenia, even in that case, there is a lot of companies in between. So actually, in this case, there is no big change. I mean, the intermediates are still here.
Yeah, I think there is big change, because normally the coffee can pass by 100 hands from the developing country to Europe, for example. And it is different, but it's just not so big difference we would like to have. I would like to check fair trade companies to really like have relations in third world and to have their projects and to sell the coffee. And I think it will be the evolution of the market. It's just so small that they can afford it. But in the future, I believe that Czech people want they want to buy such a fair trade products. They just will say that no, I want a direct trade. It's better. Oh,
Direktno trgovanje je, kot smo slišali, na Češkem zaenkrat še v povojih. Zanjo je potrebna določena stopnja organiziranosti in kot verjamejo v organizaciji na zemlji, je fair trade pravi odgovor. Kako se je pravična trgovina začela na Češkem, smo vprašali Malirja Čmelarja.
At the beginning we were a group of maybe some 10, maybe 20, depends on how many people you count as active. And we decided, or we get together, or we got together because we had some experience of fair trade from abroad, either from working or spending holidays abroad, and we found that there is no fair trade in Czech Republic, so we decided we'd like to change it somehow. And we were looking for ways, and then we came to the idea that it would be good to start talking or just making lectures about fair trade, promoting it. And afterwards realized, maybe after just 1 month, that it doesn't make really sense if there is no way, not a way where you can buy it. I mean, you can only buy it in Vienna, which is 120 kilometers away. And then there was one shop selling fair trade handicrafts in Prague, and not fair trade foods at all. So I mean, not really any possibilities. So we founded a small shop in 2004. It was, I think, in May, and it was in the center of Brno, and it was basically a larger corner of like environmental counseling organization. They have like environmental counseling for people with, I mean, it was a room like this, and it was like a bigger corner where we start selling our products. Yeah, that's how we're basically students, and after start selling that, we applied for some grants to some money for product producing environmental materials or for developing larger information materials or education materials. So that's how we started, and after some years, we developed several programs, as you can see today, and from 2005, there was no way how to keep it on the volunteer level, mm-hmm. on the voluntary basis. So we just, and we had the opportunity, I mean the funds, so we started step by step getting employees.
Just one more question. Mm-hmm. How many stores, fair trade stores, is opened now in Brno?
Actually, I don't have the data at the moment. There is one we are running, and there is, I think it's the only one. You can buy fair trade in more places, but it's like more places to purchase. But it's mostly either like supermarkets or organic shops, mostly, or some environmental NGOs. They also do sell their fair trade products, just as we started those 7 years ago.
And you are running now fair trade professionally here, not anymore voluntary.
I mean, that shop, it's still the volunteer side of it. I think it's still quite significant, because that shop, it has like half, then it's just a coordinator is employed, which on like half time equivalent, and most of the, or all of the people going there for to sit and sell, they're just volunteers, mm-hmm. or also people who take the products, they go to make some selling event or some stand or information event. There are also volunteers. So I would say there is always one coordinator as employed for some small amount of time, but most of the work is still relied on volunteers.
Can you give us a concrete number? How many volunteers?
Well, it depends, and they are changing, but mostly every shop needs like at least 15 active volunteers, so that they change for 5-6 days a week.
That's a big store then. How much at once works?
Just one.
Just one.
Mm-hmm. And they rotate?
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like before Christmas, when the customers are coming more densely, then it needs at least two.
Sami smo si tudi ogledali Fairtrade prodajalno v Brnu in posneli krajši intervju študentko Jano Bihterovo, eno izmed prostovoljk, ki pomaga pri prodaji.
You work here how many days a week?
It depends on me. There isn't any obligatory to work here. So when I have a time, I go here and I'm here.
Maybe how many people per day come here into the store and what are they buying?
I don't know. Maybe around 10 people, 30 people, mm-hmm. And especially they buy chocolate, coffee, and tea. And less they buy clothes or rice.
Okay. Maybe how would you describe them? What kind of people are coming here and buying stuff? Are they common people from Brno, or are they maybe higher middle class?
I think that that they are, most of them are students, I think. Mm-hmm. Today here were a lot of students and some people who would like to know something about fair trade, so they go here and they are asking us for some information.
Okay.
And then I think that here are the same customers. So if anyone comes here for the first time, he or she come here for second time and then.
Most of the time they just come to look around.
Yes, that's true.
What about price? Are they satisfied with the price or they say that it's too high?
I have one customer today and she said that here are high prices. But I think that she was old woman and she know only prices in some supermarkets.
But she knew that this is fair trade store.
Yes, but she knew it, but she hadn't a lot of information about fair trade, I think.
What about other articles you today? Did you sell any?
Clothes, yes, from clothes we sold. I don't know how to say.
T-shirt, maybe. No, sweater.
No.
Scarf it.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think that most of people buy only some food or some ingredients.
Cheaper things.
Yes. And or bags. Some bags. Mm.
Trgovina je sicer odprta 4 ure na dan, pri čemer imajo v povprečju prometa za okoli 3000 čeških kron na dan, kar znaša približno 120 evrov. Naj še povemo, da nam je predsednik organizacije Tomaš Bili povedal, da v njihovih prodajalnah največ kupuje višji srednji razred. Kot je bilo že omenjeno, se določeni artikli prodajajo tudi v veleblagovnicah. Kako je s tem na Češkem, nam je obrazložila Barbara Mraskova.
Well, it's just one supermarket, mm-hmm. one supermarket chain or retail chain, mm-hmm. Which is called Interspar, and it's, I think, from Austria, the marks from Austria, and it's the only one shop or chain that sells fair trade bananas. And like normal, we have normal fair trade stuff like coffee, chocolate, tea, and so it's almost everywhere, like in many shops, many supermarkets. But bananas is just something different,
Yes, it's fresh fruit. So is it harder to sell fresh fruit as fair trade brand than other stuff?
Yes, because people in the Czech Republic don't know fair trade bananas, so they don't buy it. And in this situation, like selling fair trade bananas, it's a bit risky for supermarkets. So they are not willing to take this risk.
Is there any other fruits in Czech Republic?
Fair trade fruits?
Yes.
No. I think in Germany they started to sell fair trade pineapples, but I don't know, and fair trade mangoes and oranges, but it's none of this. Those are in the Czech Republic.
Ker je v pravični trgovini še mnogo odprtih vprašanj in tudi znotraj samega globalnega gibanja ni enotne vizije, smo bili postavili naslednje vprašanje.
There are two sides now. One said that okay, free trade capitalism is okay, just as much as possible fair trade. On one side, and the other side said no, capitalism is bad, we should change the whole system. What is your stand in a whole this story?
I think that I'm not able to join no of these two sides, as you said it, because I think that many people are saying that fair trade will cure every disease of the current economy and the problems of the producer and so on. And what I have to tell them always is, okay, maybe yes, but there is no free trade here. And there is no possibility of having free trade here.
Free trade.
Because I think that free trade is nothing really bad, but free trade is not working. And we have the World Trade Organization here, and we have the European Union here. And that's what I said before. If we would like to talk about the EU policy in trade and exports and imports, we could speak about it for a long time, because that's a problem, of course. And on the other hand, I'm not an extremist, I would say. That means I think, okay, we have to change the system. Of course we have. But it does not mean that we have to start with communism or socialism or something like this. I think that we can have a democratic society, and although to have some rules how a trade has to look like, maybe this is one way that if we want to make some trade, some business, then there are some regulations, and that means the regulations should not be like the regulations that are in this neoliberal economies of nowadays, because I think that everybody is speaking about free trade, but from these people, from these politicians who speak about free trade, nobody makes anything to get free trade. They are like participating in these WTO and EU policies and so on, and they think this is free trade, and it's not. So I think that fair trade should not be an alternative. Fair trade should be something normal, something which is like the rest should be something which is wired, and why these products are made with child labor. I don't want to buy a cocoa with child labor. That means for me fair trade is something normal. For me it's not the problem to pay the real price of the product. That means, of course, I will not buy fair trade products in some organic bio shops where they have margin of 50% and the product is very expensive. I won't. But if I go to Marks & Spencer, I will buy a coffee or jam or marmalade there, because why not to have a cocoa without child labor, or why not to have a, I don't know, a t-shirt that was not like cured with tons of pesticides and chemistry and so on. So that's my point of view. I think that I, as a consumer, have to think about what I'm buying, and I try to buy products if I have the chance. Of course, in some products there is not the possibility to buy another product, but if I have the chance, I try to have the product that I am satisfied with, also from this point of view.
This shirt is from free
trade. No, it's not fair trade, it's organic. Okay. This one, for example. And the trousers are also organic, I think, but not fair trade.
Reportażo o fair trade'u na Czyszkiem u sklopu drugiego cykla projekta Europa so priprawili Urch, Gregor i Luka P. Brala sam Poluna, technicirał pa je Crusader Across the Fader.
Če se ne bi Kolumb spotaknul, krumpir, ka se je na potu trgovat v Indijo, bi v Evropi ob nedelah jedel tenstano repo.
Prisluhnite s poznanjem in dognanjem pravične trgovine na primeru češke organizacije On Earth v oddaji Eureportaža.
Ta ponedeljek ob 20. na frekvenciji Radija Študent.
Europa. Delno jo podpira Evropski parlament.